This is a pro hearing for Charles F. Bush, ABC number 040758. Mr. Bush waived his right to appear this morning, but as per policy, we will conduct the hearing. Mr. Bush is 61 years old and is serving two concurrent life sentences, which began November 15, 1979. One of the offenses occurred on August 30th, 1979, and the other was October 29th, 1979. Mr. Bush was certified for this hearing on May 1st, 2018 for regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. He has appeared before the board 21 times prior and has been denied every time. The sentences came from a plea agreement that was signed by the judge on February 25th, 1980. The basics of the crime is that apparently Mr. Bush and some fellow conspirators worked for a person referred to as Bob to collect debts. It sounds like the entire operation was illegal, and that they were using some pretty harsh tactics to collect the debts. And during the time this was going on, there was some problems with some of his associates. On August 30th, 1939, Mr. Bush and a co-defendant, they drove the victim to the person they decided to kill. They drove him to an isolated location where they forced him to get naked. Then they beat him, cut his throat, and Mr. Bush ultimately strangled him to death with some cable. And they hit the body in the area and then left. And then on October 29th, 1979, and a different co-defendant hit him this victim's apartment and attacked him when he returned home and strangled him to death with a rope. They then drove the victim and his car to Canyon Lake, attempted to drive the car and the victim off a cliff, but that didn't work, so they lit the car on fire with the victim in there and left. Mr. Bush is admitted to both murders and attributed his behavior to excessive alcohol use and a deep involvement in Satanism, which overshadowed his value system. According to Mr. Bush, in Satanism, there is no right or wrong, and the end justifies the means. Now, okay. Then, he doesn't have a whole lot of discipline inside, but in 2016, for some reason, he had a very serious bout of tickets, 16, actually. But he's had nothing since September 21st, 2016. Now, there's a letter from the county attorney's office dated 6/18/2018 in opposition. There are letters. Some letters from victims and friends in opposition. They are actually from previous hearings, but we received a letter from one of the victim's brother, Mr. Gregory Brown, and he's in opposition to any kind of a release. We also have a request to contact the same victim's sister via telephone. We made an attempt, but she was not available, and we left a message for her. Now, the last thing I'd like to say on this before we really go into discussion is that on his progress report, he's got no release plans, and he stated to the CEO that he had no plans of transitioning back to the community or being released due to his life sentence. That if he was actually released, he would go to Texas. However, he knows he would not be released, so no plan. And it does not sound like he is really thinking he has much opportunity of ever leaving jail. But based on all the information in the packet and the nature of the crimes and the entire situation, I am going to go into discussion and see if my fellow board members have any comments, Ms. Whitmills?
Thank you. I would just find that Mr. Bush's discipline history in prison is quite significant. He has 4 pages of in the printout, and that includes 46 majors. So I find that significant, an indicator of his behavior. And that would be my concern with any sort of consideration for parole.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Okay, based on all the information at this time, I'm going to move to deny Mr. Charles F. Bush, ABC number 40758, a record parole, home arrest, or active discharge at this time.
Second.
Agreed.
And the reasons will be serious and violent offense, loss of human rights, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victims, based on driving into a mental water wide away, driving to the desert, serious bodily injury, the multiple victims, and victim harassment, poor institutional behavior, lack of programming, poor no release plan, and no family community support. If there's anything else the board member would like to add, okay. And that was in this hearing.